Margaritas and Murder, A Murder, She Wrote Mystery by Jessica Fletcher and Donald Bain. Read by Cynthia Darlow. Disc 1.
Chapter 1. I don't have a formula as such for coming up with the plots for my novels. The ideas come from a variety of sources, really. A snatch of music that triggers a memory, a place I've visited, the news. If I find an article in the morning newspaper intriguing, I may clip it and file it away for future reference. Sometimes a person on a plane or train has an interesting face. I'll begin to imagine where that person is going, why she's frowning, and who will be waiting to pick her up at the station. Many of us do that, I suppose. It's human nature to be curious about those round us. I wish I had a more specific, useful answer to your question, but I'm afraid I don't. The question had come from a woman in the front row, one of approximately 100 people in the handsome room of a private library on Manhattan's West Side. I was on a panel of mystery writers, crime writers to the British, sponsored by the Authors Guild, of which I'd been a proud and active member for many years. The Guild is the closest thing writers have to a union, and it has initiated many legal actions against publishers when its leaders have felt writers have been treated unfairly. But the Guild is more than that, sponsoring countless professional development seminars and panel discussions, like the one I was on, and even managing a fund that can be tapped by members who find themselves in dire financial straits. It's a wonderful organization, and I always tried to make myself available when called upon. Our moderator ended the session, and my fellow panelists and I spent another 20 minutes chatting with audience members.